Hi, me again. I have a question for you. Did you do the exercise? Did you answer those 5 questions for yourself? If you didn't, you know what to do. Go back and do it now. I hope you're starting to get the flow of this, how this works. If you did, that's great. Then I have some questions for you as well. What did you learn about yourself, your congruence about why your product or service is extremely compelling to somebody, why they would want to buy it? So be sure to write this down so that you can build upon it and build your own congruence in your own body. It's very important. And also, before we move on, I want you to realize that our own beliefs about ourselves and what we are capable of and what we can do affect our own futures as well. I'll give you an example. In my own life, years ago, when I was 19 years old, I was homeless. I lived in a cardboard box behind a drive-in in Antelope Valley, California. And what had happened earlier was I'd actually crashed my motorcycle and was in an accident and didn't have any money, couldn't take care of myself, and I pushed my motorcycle to the back of this drive-in, and I was at the bottom of my life. And I remember sitting there, and I'm intellectualizing about it right now, but at the time I didn't know. And I remember sitting there thinking, what about me? I thought about, you know, what I felt about myself and really what I believed about myself. I believed that I was worthless. I believed that I wasn't smart. You know, I didn't do well in high school. I believed that I had horrible luck. I believed that the color of my skin meant that I was not going to do well in this world. And I believed that I didn't deserve to have what others had. And I had believed that all the way up until that place. That's why I found myself where I was. And what happened, it's funny now, but at the time it wasn't. I was in the desert. And that night it started raining. And if you can imagine what rain does to cardboard, my house turned to mush. And I literally sat there and started crying. I didn't see any other choice. I did, because all of these beliefs that I had about myself, and I just started crying. But something happened to me in there. And I just remember saying out loud that I deserve the best and everything's going to change tomorrow. And I sat up all night long and I remember thinking about how I really wanted it, how I would prefer it to be. And I started thinking about the things that my friends had or people that did better than me, what they had. And I started imagining myself having those things and thinking, what if, what if, what if? And I remember saying, it's never going to be this way again. And the interesting thing, in those days, my name is Joseph McClendon III. And in those days, I was Joe. And I remember at that time was the time that I started calling myself Joseph McClendon III because it felt better. And I remember thinking, well, gosh, that's a regal name. And it made me feel better. And I started believing those things that I started saying. And sure enough, the next day, and actually it was through the kindness of a stranger, gave me a book to read. And my life changed at that point. And I started believing different. I started getting different results. I literally woke up that next morning, pushed my motorcycle to a welding shop and did something about it. And it all stemmed from me believing things about myself. Now, the reason I share that with you is so that maybe you can think about maybe what your previous beliefs were about yourself. And remember, so much of our success in life, and even more important, our fulfillment, comes down to our beliefs and the meaning that we're attaching to that situation. In my situation, when I was down and out, I felt that the meaning was I was worthless. But then you know what? I changed it around and I remember thinking to myself, this is the bottom and it's never going to happen this way again. You must stand guard at the doors of your mind. Now, just as important as our beliefs is our ability to manage our state. Can you think of a time that maybe you lost a sale or the ability to influence somebody, your spouse, your children, coworkers, because you didn't manage your state? You know what I mean, because you got angry, or you got upset, or you said something that you didn't want to say. Either you couldn't get yourself to take action, or you took action, but your state wasn't as powerful as it could have been. In part 2 of this session, Tony's going to walk us through the consequences of not managing our state, as well as some strategies for how to do this quickly and effectively. And also, I want to remind you that Tony's going to give you some opportunities and some examples and exercises to do, and they're going to require that you literally do them with your body. And what that means is you're going to need to move. So if you're driving, you might want to pull your car over, you know, maybe get out of your car, or go somewhere where you can move your body. If you're in your office, you might want to close the office door. Get in a place where you can feel free to move your body. It's very, very important. So let's get on with it and let's learn about the power of state management.